of the primary emergency service with responsibility for protecting life and property, and also responsible for managing the free flow of traffic and assessing the flow of traffic in the county. And we are as restricted as any other member of public ministers, any sorts of adverse weather conditions. Our ability to respond as a carrier of duties is severely compromised and hampered.
I'm sure there are fears within the division if they use the current vehicles they have that they will be damaged somewhat, and then consequent fears that they may not be replaced.
Yes, that's another ongoing issue. We're now into January. It's 12 months since the tow car in Bunbeg was crashed last year and not replaced. We're still waiting on a replacement for that. But we do have it at our disposal, so simply not suitable. There's a huge, obviously, safety issue, and we have to protect the vehicle. It's responsibility on the floor, as I say. A bit of adverse weather, and we're more or less grounded and reliant on other state agencies and other individuals and private individuals to provide the service that we are actually legally bound to provide.
At the beginning of a new year now, you would be urging those responsible to deploy a suitable vehicle or even more than one suitable vehicle to Donegal without any further delay.
We need to at least have a number of four-wheel drive vehicles for this, and also another issue that we have raised again and again is of vans in the division. And again, some of the business cases put forward for the supply of vans highlight the fact that even a van, if we can't get four-wheel drives, a van has higher ground clearance and a longer wheelbase is more suitable for these sort of events, and we can't even get that. We had an event over Christmas where actually Gardaí required the assistance of the County Council to move a Garda piece of equipment. It's getting ridiculous. We just don't have basic tools to do our job, and no one seems to be listening, and we're making absolutely no progress.